Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Part 10 to measure. Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here on location at the 2020 East West Shrine Bowl with the standout Darius Williams from Carson Newman. Darius, before you sat down, we were speaking to some scouts as they were making their way past, saying, hey, you know, who should we look at? And your name digging up, they just said, hey, that kid from Carson Newman. Oh, how does that make you feel, that knowing that these guys are picking up what you're putting down over there at Tropicana Field?
The fact that I'm actually not playing right now because of an injury, and a lot of teams still want to talk to me, and they still have a lot of high interest in me because of my film, just puts a lot of emphasis on what I did last season and proving that I'm able to play with the best of the best.
Definitely. For a guy with your skill set, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee Days, are you that kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every weekend?
Yeah. In Little League, I did have a good time. I'm actually from St. Petersburg. I played probably like 10 minutes away from here.
Okay.
So yeah, Little League was a good time, and made a couple plays when I was in Little League.
Now, we had Adrian Killens on from UCF earlier, and he said that he would get sometimes they would ask for his birth certificate. Do you ever get that?
Yeah, because sometimes when you dominate too much, they think you're a little older, but no, you just play with the kids your age and just dominate in that area.
So what's it like? I mean, obviously you got the skill set. How did you get passed over coming out of high school? Sometimes, like I know, I always think of Cortez Allen. He was a 5'8", 180-pound Citadel State quarterback, and then he leaves there, and he's 6'1", 190. He goes to the Steelers. So, well, how did you kind of, was that part of it? Or?
Yeah, I would probably say most likely the main thing was probably my height. Going to the school I went to and getting knocked on by my height might be the main reason, but going to a Division II school for Carson Newman and performing and getting accolades, All-American and everything, shows that I could play with the best of the best, and shows what the other schools missed up on.
Yeah, and like I said, even for the scouts to say you, and with you doing your, you know, I mean, that's right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, because I get the list. I mean, it's just like, all right, you know, because I don't, I mean, I want to grab everybody, but it's even better getting guys that are going to be hot names.
Yes,
when are you going to be able to get full go and just kind of get back to it?
I'm talking to my agent, trainers, and doctor. The plan is to run my 40 on my pro day, and I'll be back to football before rookie minicamp.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Once again, Darius Williams here on the C2P, Apple Music, iTunes, Bucks, I've read all opportunities to listen and download this interview. We throw the tape on, you're with these NFL scouts in the film room. I mean, what's going to pop off the film where they're going to fall in love with you all over again?
The main thing, number one, I'd probably say I'm always around the ball. No matter what happens, if it's a run play or a pass play, I'm always around the ball and making a play. And I feel like causing turnovers and making tackles is what NFL scouts like to see.
Now, you playing on, you know, you play that position where you can kind of get knocked for, you know, you're in the box, you're not in the box, you're a rangy guy. I mean, is there anything that you weren't able to show that you know you can do just in terms of the defensive scheme you couldn't do it?
I feel like I showed everything that I could do on my film, versatility-wise, playing the box and the post, deep pass, nickel, joker. I'll probably say probably blitzing off the edge. I didn't really get a chance to blitz out how I wanted to this year, and I feel like when I get the chance to, I'll be able to get the sack.
You got that Mike Hilton side. I covered the Steelers, so you got that Mike Hilton side.
Yes, sir.
You ever get that?
Yeah, I get Mike Hilton, Buddha Baker, Quandre Diggs, all those type of guys.
I'm on to you.
Yeah, definitely.
So are you nasty out there? I mean,
oh yeah, like? Most definitely. Anytime I get a chance to make a hit, I'm always gonna make that big hit, big play. I like to make the hit and make the crowd go crazy.
Now, if you guys, you guys can't see the interview, but if you're looking at Darius right now, you got, you know, his eyes smile, got a big, you know, pretty face. He looks like a happy kid. But when, I guess on Saturday, when does that like, when does that switch get turned? I guess where you're not the happy dude. If I saw you, I'm like, I ain't talking to you today.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, yeah, outside of football, I'm a happy type of guy. But when I step on the field, it's a whole different story. It's like a whole different person. You just know you got to get the job done. You know you got to do what you can. And as far as hitting, it's just like, it's just a whole different person. Like, you flip that switch, and it's go time, it's game time.
Rituals on a Saturday?
Probably, I like to, before the game, I like to listen to music, get in my locker, throw my towel on right before we're about to get on the field. And just get ready, and then right before we're about to get on the field, crank the speaker music up and jump around with my teammates. It's a good time.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned Hilton. You mentioned Buda Baker. I mean, do you get to comparisons to anybody?
I would say, like you said, Mike Hilton, Buda Baker, Quandre Diggs, DJ Swearinger, Tyron Matthew, and another old guy that I hear a lot is Bob Sanders.
Oh, Bob Sanders, yeah.
He's a dog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's nice.
Yeah.
So I hear that one a lot.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That might be better than all the other ones we mentioned.
Yeah.
Really?
Bob Sanders, he can hit.
Yeah, Bob was a monster back there in that Indianapolis backfield.
Oh, yeah.
We know you're busy, and we appreciate you stopping by. We appreciate this. But before I let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out.
Mm-hmm.
A couple off-the-wall questions. You ready?
Okay. Ready.
Probably take this whole thing down a bit off-the-wall.
You good, man.
Take us inside that Carson Newman locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You were a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname? How'd they get it?
Most bizarre nickname. I'll probably say I gotta show him this interview when it's done. But Rondro Peoples, he's our middle linebacker. Our corner Jamarian McDonald calls him Kermit. He look like Kermit the Frog.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
You call him Kerm, so I'm gonna go with that one. Yeah, it's funny.
Kerms. We apologize. I feel so bad when the kids, like, we just had one guy said they called another guy mayonnaise because he looked like a nasty bag of mayonnaise.
Like, there's too many funny things that go down in the locker room.
Yeah? So it's a fun place.
Oh, yeah, very fun.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How about this one? If you could go back and win one game, how you want to win it? You want to maybe make a forced fumble, or you maybe want to make an INT, and who you want to do it against, and why?
In the NFL?
No.
Oh, in college?
Yeah. We don't want to do any NFL stuff with you.
Okay. College, I would probably say getting a pick six as a DB, a crucial pick six is probably the best thing. That's what defensive backs dream of. I'd probably say that. And versus Lenoir Ryan, and Carson Newman, those are the two big rivals. So
okay.
And that's a big school, too, that has good prospects, so I'll probably say Lenoir Ryan.
Excellent, man. And then the final one, we do tally up the names before the last show before draft night. Just to let you know, Rihanna won last year.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce is basically always the winner. Rihanna has a few titles, but Beyonce is usually. But with that said, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's Darius Williams going to take the lunch?
Let me think about it. My girlfriend, cool, so she'll be okay with it.
Well, you know what? We could, if she came on the program, I'm sure if we asked her male celebrity, I'm sure she would say something.
Maybe. I don't know if she'll say it in front of me, though. Cause I'm,
yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to say it anyway. Let me see. I would probably say Selena Gomez.
Nice.
I don't want to be like everyone else. I want to say Selena Gomez.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Quick fact, and I know you'd be like, man, but my kids are around 20, but when they were little, they would watch Barney, and she was on there. And I told my wife, I said, that little girl right there, she was just, you know, she was like 5 years old, but you just
yeah.
like, that little girl, I go, she's going to be a star.
Oh, yeah, more definitely.
And until this day, every time I see her, I called that.
Yeah.
I scouted.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You talk about 440 kids in that little video.
Yeah, you picked that one out.
Yeah, and maybe you can bring your girlfriend and Anseline out. So that way you know there's no.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah. Hey, man, best of luck. Hopefully you get back to thing. And again, man, I just, you being able to get that notice for those guys mentioned, I think that means a lot. I mean, I know I'd be jacked up about that. that.
Yes, sir. It's a very exciting time. It's crazy to come from a Division II school, but I give all glory to God. It's just a blessing to be here.
Hey, Psalms 37:4. If you can light yourself in the Lord, give desire to your heart, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Hey, Gary, appreciate you stopping by to CTP, my man.
No problem. Thank you.